This Labor Day, many workers will enjoy a well-deserved long weekend. But as we celebrate with friends and family, big labor-backed bureaucrats are on the verge of reshaping American labor law. Throughout the United States, millions of American workers are already compelled to pay dues or fees to union officials as a condition of getting or keeping a job. And millions more workers are required by law to accept a union's so-called representation, even if they would rather negotiate with their employer on their own merits. Not satisfied with these powers, union officials spent a record $1.7 billion on politics and lobbying last cycle, seeking to expand their reach over American workers. After big labor suffered many legislative defeats, thanks in part to the efforts of the National Right to Work Committee's 2.8 million members, it's now turning to the National Labor Relations Board, the Department of Labor, and other executive branch entities to expand their forced unionism privileges. As a result, the NLRB in particular has had a tumultuous recent run, prosecuting American companies like Boeing for expanding production in a right-to-work state, rolling back workers' rights to refrain from paying for union political activities, and of course, the brazen actions of Obama's recess-appointed members to continue empowering union officials hungry for more dues revenue, despite the fact that several courts ordered them to stop. While union officials have a powerful friend in the Obama administration, the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation will continue to fight back against bureaucratic union boss power grabs and the resulting injustices they incur upon Americans' workers.